Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast. Lincoln Long coming at you with the His Five, where we continue to do 90 devotions in 90 days in 5 minutes or less. Thank you for tuning in today. And today we're going to talk about the word remain and about how sometimes it's not about where we're going or how fast we can get there, but it's about just being able to remain where God has us. So we're going to start our scripture in Numbers 9. 17 through 18. It says, "Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out. Wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. At the Lord's command, the Israelites set out, and at his command they encamped. As long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in the camp." So I don't know about you, but for me, one of the hardest things for me to do is wait and be still. I mean, I'm a person that is, I desire to see the action, control the situation, and just take charge. However, through scripture in my own experience, I've learned and seen that God moves mightily in the times of waiting. Throughout scripture, God's word reminds us to remain in the middle of what he's doing. And in the scripture we just read, God told the Israelites to set out when the cloud moved and to settle when it settled. And I think I would have struggled with that command because, you know, it's almost like, do you feel like God is asking you to remain in a situation that you should think you should move forward in? And there's a lot of times God's wanting me to remain in situations where he can grow me, but I want to move forward. But he's doing work in that situation while I remain. And it reminds me that, like, speed and efficiency are not always the point. The end goal is a continued trust and dependence that God is the one in control of the situation, not us. And I've mentioned this before, but sometimes God wants us to learn to trust him in a season before he leads us out of that season. And the command for the Israelites to wait was to learn to depend on God. It was a command to his people to remain in his presence. And for further context, this command was a foreshadowing of the command Jesus gives us in John to remain in him. So just some things to remember. Don't get ahead of God. And remember, like we've said before, you can be content without being complacent. You want to press on and press forward while remaining in the center of God's will. Because God wants us to be prepared for our next season. But listen, our growth in this season reaches full maturity only when we remain where he has us until his work is complete. Because it is impossible to produce spiritual fruit unless we remain in him. So that's my challenge today, is wherever God has you, whatever season you're in, that if God's keeping you there, you remain in there and learn everything God is teaching you. And our closing verse is John 15:4. "Remain in me and I in you, just as a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me." So that's our reminder in the Old Testament to remain where God was, in the New Testament to remain in Christ. And when we remain in him, we're right where God wants us to be. So don't forget that, and when in doubt, remain where God is. Lincoln Lawing coming at you. We will see you next time.